Claudette Hoherty joins us from the Parliamentary Press Gallery. Hi, Claudette.
Hi, Mario. Morena.
Morena. So good to talk with you.
Morena.
What did you make of Mikey's elevation as the political editor for TVNZ?
Aren't we just so proud of her? She's done so well, worked very, very hard over a long period of time, and openly came up with the resignation of Jessica Mutch-McKay, and Mikey was the deputy political reporter, editor in Parliament. So she, you know, obviously applied and got that position. So fantastic, first Māori wahine in this role. She has done a magnificent job and we're all very, very proud of her.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. I guess one of the...
Can I also say that she's also my boss. So she's the head of the Parliamentary Press Gallery, her and Jason Walls from ZB, and they are in charge of us all, and they corral us, and they keep us in line, and we have a fantastic time.
Ka pai, I spoke with her yesterday, and she's really impressive, humble, but super talented, as you suggest. Hope it goes well for her. It's an important gig, first way in their Māori to have that editor role at TVNZ. So good luck to Mikey. What else is going on down in your hood there, sis?
Well, of course, yesterday we had the big announcement that we have been, there was a cyber attack on two of our parliamentary offices by the Chinese. And that was back in 2021. And this is the third time that we have found that we have had some kind of spy software or there has been a cyber attack in New Zealand. This comes off the back of this latest announcement, comes off the back of the revelation that there was spyware posted by the GCSB from 2013 to 2020. And the GCSB at that time did not inform any of the subsequent governments, that's both National and Labor, nor did they tell the GCSB ministers. And so this latest announcement comes in association with the UK and the United States, and even Australia have found that they too were, there was a cyber attack in those nations as well too. So with that, the head of the GCSB made an announcement yesterday, and he's just a little bit of the GCSB and at their press media stand-up yesterday.
I'm Andrew Clark, the Director General of the GCSB. In August 2021, the National Cyber Security Centre became aware of malicious cyber activity affecting the Parliamentary Council Office and the Parliamentary Service. NCSC staff commenced an investigation and response that confirmed that parts of the PCO network and the Parliamentary Service network had been compromised by a malicious cyber actor. The NCSC provided extensive support to the victim organisations and to reduce the impact of the compromise, and delivered advice to other organisations potentially at risk by association. Our analysis enabled us to confidently link the actor to the People's Republic of China, specifically the Ministry of State Security. This link has been reinforced by analysis from international partners of similar events in their own jurisdictions.
Yeah, so we are being spied on, and nobody will be surprised. Except a couple of questions here, you know, why did it take so long for us, the general public, to be notified? And that's because of international relations, very tricky situation. You know, how do we approach our, our trading partner, biggest trading partner, China, keep that relationship going while actually exposing what they have been doing to us? And of course, China has refuted these allegations, and Winston Peters has also briefed the ambassador to China and told him that we are very, very disappointed. So no sanctions, though, no sanctions against China. And the ambassador to China remains here. So actually no punitive measures will be levelled against China. Now, in terms of the GCSB, and as you know, Judith Collins, she's the Minister of the GCSB and she is the Attorney General. And as you know, Dale, she's a good friend of mine and a very good friend of Radio Wāhatia. She took silks. Silks means that she is now a King's Counsel. Now, I think that's a really big deal. It's a big deal because she is the first Wahine Attorney General and the first Wahine Minister of the GCSB, and I think it's a big deal. So I say congratulations to her. Here's Judith Collins.
I was really thrilled to be admitted to the Inner Bar, become a KC, a King's Counsel, and after 40-odd years of practising law and being in politics, but always having my practising certificate as a lawyer, I was just overwhelmed by it.
This is role modelling stuff, and for our rangatahi, again, we can be what we can aspire to be, what we see, and of course you are that for a lot of our rangatahi wahine particularly.
Well, exactly, and I think one of the things is that we really can do anything. Girls can do anything, you know, just get out there and do it. And the other thing is I never ever thought I'd be a King's Counsel. I never thought I'd take silk, but others thought I should, and I thought, yeah, actually, why the hell not? Let's do it. And thank you very much. I think, you know, it just doesn't matter where you come from. Whatever you are, there are going to be opportunities in life, and I would say to all of our rangatahi, take them. Don't let anyone stop you. Get out there, take them. And my family travelled up from the Waikato, and they were sitting there looking, wow, they'd never thought this would ever happen. Never let anything stop you.
Never let anything stop you. Congratulations to Judith Collins. Finally, yesterday, there was an announcement that Rocket Lab is, they have got some scholarships and some funding for those that are working in the space sector. There's also some scholarships for rangatahi to work at Rocket Lab or to visit Rocket Lab. And of course, that was very that was all very exciting news. But of course, my question to Peter Beck, who is the head of Rocket Lab, is when will we see a New Zealander in space, and when will we see that person in space being launched from Aotearoa, New Zealand? And this is his response.
Well, it's quite a difficult task, firstly. And, you know, we are developing a new launch vehicle called Neutron, which is squarely designed to compete with the largest launch vehicles currently in the market. And that vehicle is human rateable, meaning it can carry astronauts at some point in time. The challenge with that vehicle from launching it out of New Zealand, if you take all of the liquid oxygen, which is one of its main propellants, from New Zealand, it will half fill the tank once. So there are some industrial base issues to putting humans in orbit, but nevertheless, there's a big team of New Zealand engineers working on that project, you know, as we speak.
There we go.
Thank you, Claudette.
There's Māori in space.
Well, yeah, I've heard of a group who would like to suggest David Seymour will be given a ticket, a one-way ticket.
You know, one of the things about what David Seymour is doing in charter schools area is that it's a very, very attractive proposition for Māori. And just this week I saw a very prominent group of Māori educationalists who were talking about who had a hui with David Seymour to explore whether or not they can expand into a charter school. Very prominent.
Very prominent. Well, we'll have to keep that one under wraps until next time we speak, when names will be revealed. Thank you, Claudette. Thanks so much. Ngā mihi, sis. Have a good day.